The second scripture reading continues on with the passage that Brian was reading earlier. Abraham's servant continued his story. It happened as he had hoped and prayed it would, and as Jeannie shared. Fair Rebekah from the house of Abraham's brother came to draw water. The servant asked her for water, and she gave it to him, also watering his camels. He thanked God, confirmed that she was of Abraham's kinsman, went with his entourage to her house, and has just asked for and received the permission and blessing of Rebekah's father and brother for her hand in marriage. When Abraham's servant heard their words, he bowed himself to the earth before the Lord, and the servant brought forth jewelry of silver and gold and raiment and gave them to Rebekah. He also gave to her brother and to her mother costly ornaments. And he and the men who were with him ate and drank, and they spent the night there. When they arose in the morning, he said, "Send me back to my master." Her mother and her brother said, "Let the maiden remain with us for a little while, at least 10 days. After that, she may go." But he said to them, "Do not delay me, since the Lord has prospered my way. Let me go that I may go to my master." They said, "We will call the maiden and ask her." And they called Rebekah and said to her, "Will you go with this man?" And she said, "I will go." So they sent away Rebekah, their sister, and her nurse, and Abraham's servant and his men. And they blessed Rebekah and said to her, "Our sister, be the mother of thousands of 10,000s, and may your descendants possess the gates of those who hate them." Then Rebekah and her maids arose and rode upon the camels and followed the man. Thus the servant took Rebekah and went his way. For the word of God in Scripture, for the word of God among us, for the word of God within us. Before I begin, I wanted to say it really is wonderful to be here. And Jeff, of course, sends his greetings. He's towards the end of his time at the Swedenborgian Church. Today is his next to last Sunday. And so you can pray about the next step because we're not sure where that is. But he sends his best to all of you. So let us pray. O God, grant that your word may be spoken. Grant that your word may be heard. Grant that your word may be lived out in our daily lives through him who is our living word, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Thus the servant took Rebekah and went his way. So a few thousand years ago, a trusted servant and his entourage traveled about 500 miles by camel to find a wife for his master's son. Sort of a big deal, sort of. I mean, mission accomplished. Odd customs. I told Jeannie I was grateful for her children's sermon because it was so non-sexist. But what does this sweet old biblical story have to do with us? Where does it connect with our fears and hopes and longings in this 21st century? What does it say to us where we are now? Well, it says something about doubt and faith. Perseverance and faithfulness. And it says something about doing one's small part, taking things step by step. So I want to flash forward now to a more modern story. There is once a woman, so the story goes, who wanted peace in her heart and peace in the world and all sorts of good things. But she was frustrated. The world seemed to be falling apart. She would read the newspapers and get depressed. One day, she decided to go shopping, and she went into a mall and picked a store at random and went in. She walked in and was surprised to see Jesus there at the counter, and she was pretty sure it was Jesus because he looked just like the images that she was used to seeing on, you know, holy pictures, devotional material. She looked again and again at him, and she finally got up her nerve and said, "Excuse me, are you Jesus?" "I am." "Do you work here?" "No, I own the store." "Oh," she said, "what do you have here?" "Oh, everything. Anything you'd want. What do you want?" I don't know. "Well," Jesus said, "feel free. Walk up and down the aisles. Make a list. See what you think. Bring it back to me, and we'll see what we can do for you." So she did just that. She walked up and down the aisles. There was peace on earth. No more war. All those lovely things that the choir sang about in their anthem for children. No hunger or poverty. Peace in families. No more drugs. Harmony, clean air, careful use of resources. She wrote furiously. By the time she got back to the counter, she had this long list. Jesus took the list, skimmed it, looked up at her, and smiled. "No problem." And then he bent down behind the counter and picked out all sorts of things, stood up, and laid out these packets. She asked, "What are these?" And Jesus said, "They're seed packets." She said, "You mean I don't get the finished product?" And Jesus said, "No, this is a place of holy dreams. You come and see what it looks like, and I give you the seeds. You take them, you bring them home, you plant them and nurture them and help them grow." "Oh," she said. And then she left without buying anything. Fortunately, this servant of Abraham was not like that. He didn't scorn the small stuff. His master told him to find a wife among his people for his son, and so he set out planning to do just that, step by step by step. He selected the strongest camels, the most trustworthy men, exquisite gifts for the bride and her family. He planned how far to go each day and the safest route to take. And he wondered how to find the right woman. As Jeannie said, there's lots of ways to try to find the right woman. Should he go door to door? Should he arrange some sort of town meeting? How about a headhunter or a matchmaker coming up with a short list? Where and how could he find? Where and how could he see for himself? Lots of questions, wonderings, and small steps taken. Faithful actions that would add up to a good deed for his master and master's son, and earn several passages in our own religious history. So what faithful actions are you being called to make today? What small steps are in your heart? I think for most of us, the calling is just to take the next step, whatever it is, as it was for Abraham's servant. In one of his works, the poet David White writes, "Start right now. Take a small step you can call your own. Don't follow someone else's heroics. Be humble and focused. Start close in. Don't mistake that other for your own. Start close in. Don't take the second step or the third. Start with the first thing, close in, the step you may not want to take." It may mean trusting God beyond your fears, saying yes to some new way of thinking or acting. It may mean taking an action not knowing where it will lead you. It may simply mean taking a Sabbath break from our workaholic patterns to get a better perspective on life. Or it may mean finally choosing to forgive. What small step or faithful action is God asking of you right now? And what help and encouragement can we take from the example of Abraham's servant in our time? I want to name just three things I notice from this passage that seem helpful as we consider our own callings to faithful action as people of God. First of all, every faithful action is steeped in prayer. This servant of Abraham prayed to the God of Abraham throughout the whole task. He prayed before he met Rebekah, and he prayed while she watered his camels. He thanked God afterward when it was clear that she was the right one. He bowed before the Lord when her family gave their permission. This was a man who believed deeply in God and in prayer. We don't have to be prayer warriors. You know what I mean. My sister is, I'm not. But I hold something in my heart and let God into it, and it's enough. Pray as you pray. Pray as you can, however you pray. For in prayer, we open ourselves up to God. And sometimes we're reminded, not only are we not alone, but that God goes before us. Faithful action is steeped in prayer. Secondly, it's good to remember that things don't always work out the way we think they should. How many of us are familiar with that? One small blip in his plans happened later when the servant received the permission and blessing of Rebekah's family, and the next morning he was ready to go back. Custom had it otherwise, but fortunately Rebekah agreed to go right away. But she could have said no. The family could have changed their minds. The caravan could have met with an accident over those hundreds of miles. Even Abraham foresaw that things might not have worked out. In the beginning, Abraham had said, "The Lord will prosper your way, but if they will not give her to you, you will be free from my oath." In other words, the failure of the task would not rest on the servant's head, for he would have done all he could do. He would have done his part. And I think that God, too, takes that perspective with us. God asks us to do something, but we're not ultimately responsible for the outcome. Because even with the best of intentions, all of us know things do not always work out. All that matters is that we try. Finally, we may never know the long-term effects of our actions, the kindness we offer someone, the stands we take today, the risks we choose to dare at this point in time. We may never know what comes out of all of this. Paul Loeb in Soul of a Citizen talks about how a friend of his took her two young children to a protest in Washington, D.C. It was a protest against nuclear testing years and years ago. The vigil of mostly women and children was really small. Rain was pouring down, and the women felt frustrated and powerless. Years later, the movement against nuclear testing had grown dramatically, and this same friend attended a major event in which Benjamin Spock, the famous baby doctor, spoke. He described how he'd come to take a stand which had influenced thousands of people. He spoke about the issues and then mentioned being in D.C. years before and being deeply moved by seeing a small group of women and children marching in the rain. Who would have guessed? The Friends of the Urban Forest, who plant trees around our fair city, the group has this quote. It's a wonderful quote. "We plant trees under whose shade we do not expect to sit. We plant trees under whose shade we do not expect to sit. The servant of Abraham would never have guessed that hundreds, thousands of years later, we would still be telling his story, a story that remains a crucial piece in the history of three major world religions and the lineage of Jesus Christ himself, as Jeannie said. We cannot see from here the long-term effects of our own actions, but we can trust that nothing of goodness or faithfulness is ever wasted in the work of the kingdom of God. Jeff and I first visited the Contemporary Jewish Museum when it was still new, and there was one exhibit that particularly struck me. It was in an almost triangular space, three sides, and on two of the walls, there are rows upon rows of these shiny, silver-colored chains, and hung on those chains were lots and lots of hand mirror shapes with mirrors on both sides. Lots and lots of them. On a plaque nearby were words by the artist. Speaking from her Jewish tradition, she talked about how all of us, or how each of the small hand mirrors reflect both the light that we are to give out and the light that we receive from others. She also talked about the Jewish concept of tikkun ha'olam, repairing the world. She said, we are to be about repairing a broken world and giving forth God's light. The third wall consisted of a curtain, and behind the curtain was a small alcove, and you could go into that little space and then write down what you wanted to do or what you were doing to help repair the world. And there were some lovely, simple things written down. Things like being kind, being a good teacher, I remember some kids had written down, like, being kind to my sister, being kind to my brother, working for peace. We, by God's grace, are each called to reflect light in this world, and all the lights together will reflect God, will show forth the light we know to be Christ. All our faithful actions are part of the light, and all our actions count. We, like Abraham's servant, may have to work hard at a task, being persistent through all the small steps. We may need to pray and pray some more. We may need to go easy on ourselves if things don't work out exactly the way we think they should, or don't work out on the timetable that we had hoped for. And we may need to remind ourselves that we will never know the good that we do. But all our little pieces, our small pieces, add up. Together, all our faithful actions make a difference. And thus the servant took Rebekah and went his way. Simple faithfulness, faithful action, light then and light even to us now. May we in our day be like him. Amen.